Construction of the proposed $6.7 million library building hinges on voter approval of a $1.5 million bond issue this October, as well as two other pending grant applications totaling $1 million. Library Board Chair Mary Ellen Anderson responded to a concern that the city did not have a fallback plan if voters reject the bond issue.
We would say that if the vote in the fall is not in favor of the library, then the board will have to regroup and evaluate what to do next. I would point out that the money that we have, the 3.3 plus now we have the 263 from the state, is not sufficient to build with solely. If we don't get the yes vote in the fall, we won't, of course, then get the probably won't get the Rasmussen grant nor the NEH grant, which both require a vote. So that money would be out. We would be left with that 3.5 approximately, and that would not be sufficient to build a library even the size of what we have currently. So there, in many views, would not be a point to even doing it.
Meanwhile, librarian Tara Alcock asked the council to approve a final design contract this month so final plans could be ready to seek a construction firm in the winter, assuming voters approve the bond. The contract of just over $218,000 would go to the design firm MRV of Juneau and would be paid from the $3.5 million in state grant money already in hand. Several council members who said they support the library project still had concerns over spending the design money before all funding was secured. Here's Councillor Rick Braun.
If the project isn't approved by the voters, then everything kind of falls through, and all of the design work that the architect's working on will be for naught.
Project supporters are hoping the final plans can be ready for February, and the timing will bring in more competition for the construction contract. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman highlighted the importance of timing.
An early spring or late winter bid is definitely going to pay off in higher competition for the project and will lower cost of construction. So I think that was a main point of the architect, that we want to get going on this so that we can position ourselves for really competitive bidding, which this will do. But the points that you've made are pretty valid on putting the cart before the horse on what. But if everything does fall into place, then we will be in a better light come springtime.
The mayor and councillors were convinced and voted 5-0 to approve the contract with MRV. In another vote, the council also voted yes on a $704,000 contract with PNND Engineers of Juneau for design and permitting for a drive-down dock in South Harbor. That new dock will help boat owners load and unload their vessels in the harbor. A $1.8 million state grant made it through the legislative process and survived a veto by the governor this spring. Mayor Al Dwyer is happy to start that project.
I would say it's about time.
Yes.
This is great. And congratulate the harbor master for the excellent selling job she did with the governor's director of budget.
The city already had $3.4 million in hand in state grant money. That totals $5.2 million for a project expected to cost just under $8 million. The city plans to build the new float facility in two phases. The first phase would be demolition of the old fuel dock and construction of a staging area at the end of the rock-filled parking lot in South Harbor that houses the community cold storage. Sand and dirt dredged from the bottom of North Harbor by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers could be used to fill that area. The second phase, which will require some additional funding, would include a cap for the new staging area, a dock and the transfer bridge, as well as the drive-down float itself. The first phase of construction could start up in 2012, depending on dredging by the Corps of Engineers. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.